RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This my jam? This the, come and knock on our door.
No, this is not, this is not the Regal Beagle. This is not Three's Company's intro. Shine Together by,
that's the one, bro.
Nasty Nas. My boy, Nasty Nas. Nas Escobar. Nah, Nas and Primo from the Light Years album.
I think if I'm not mistaken on the Twitch right now, you are still muted.
Oh, you're right. I'm saying, no, it's not coming knocking my door. This is not the Three's Company intro. This is Nas and Primo. Oh, okay. Shine Together. Yeah. That's the instrumental from their album Light Years. And yeah.
It's a missed opportunity, though. You got to admit.
What?
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Hey, come on. That's a mix right there. Let's go ahead and give you some quick headlines right here. Your headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the price detail, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. I have some breaking news for you, Vlad.
You got breaking news?
I got breaking news for you, but you're not going to like it.
What do you mean I'm not going to like it?
You're not going to like it, if especially if you're one of the people who put in our parlay earlier.
Oh, who's not playing?
It's looking like, and this is as of 9 minutes ago, let's see, Spolstra says Heat will be cautious with Bam Adebayo back issue. Another tweet from Ira Winderman here says, certainly sounds like no Adebayo tonight. Lower back soreness. He is now doubtful in Atlanta.
So what's the line now in the game now?
Very interesting. That is a good question.
There was 2.5 before this news came out. So I wonder if that line has moved up.
Then changed.
Yeah.
I will say, very interesting, get injured on your day off, huh? Back hurting, huh, Bam?
You're the worst, bro.
Wonder why.
What are you trying to imply?
Wonder why.
What are you trying to imply?
I'm just saying, maybe you shouldn't lift them during the season, no? No, keep everything horizontal. No need to go vertical, huh?
You're the worst.
let's check out the line now.
It's 3.5 now.
3.5. Okay,
yes, the
cool.
Hawks are favored by 3.5. Now I see why Norman Powell has his points per game, points that high. He's going to have to be the whole offense, and him and Jaime and Wiggins. Wiggins is at 17.5 right now. Jaime has moved up from 15.5 to 16.5.
That is right. That is indeed correct. So it looks like we got to put in another parlay, Brody.
I believe that. Yeah, more on Norman Powell because he's going to have to carry the offense.
Let's hit the over on Norman, and we had the over on Jaime already. So we'll keep it there. And we also had the 3-point for Khalil Ware. So let's go to threes made. Kal-El Ware over 1.5. So we have that, you know, with Bam being down.
How about over 15.5 with Kal-El?
I like that. I'll take that. I'll take that in favor of Bam's 19.5 that we had previously. And if I put these five legs together, we're back where we need to be, baby. Norman Powell over 25.5.
Mm-hmm.
Jaime Jaquez over 16.5.
Mm-hmm.
Kal-El Ware over 1.5 threes made. Kal-El Ware over 15.5 points. And the Miami Heat to win puts you again at a plus 1,500 here.
I don't know about the money now.
You don't know about the money line anymore?
I don't know about the money line anymore.
Okay, so let's take that out.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. No, not having Tyler and Bam.
Yeah.
And they coming. My thing is this. After the performance they had on Tuesday night, right? Their last game was Tuesday.
Yeah.
They have you expect them to come out on fire tonight.
Yes.
Hustling, playing better defense. But Atlanta's also struggling right now, and the best player on the court will be Jalen Johnson. And he plays for the Hawks.
Yeah. So, true. Okay, so is there anything else I can substitute for that Heat money line that'll potentially bring this value back up to at least 1,500? Right now we're at a four-leg parlay. We're at plus 1,000 right now.
So what about Kal-El? Kal-El,
yeah.
Combo, double-double.
Oh, double-double?
Yes.
Are we allowed to do points and whatever, and then he's double-double on top of that?
Yeah, he's minus 300 right now.
All right, let's do that. If we were to add that to our already phenomenal parlay, double-double, why is it not letting me? I don't see Kal-El Ware on mine. Oh, yeah, I do, duh. He's the first one. Nah, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't really do anything.
How about Andrew Wiggins, 1.5, 3 points?
Wiggy. Okay, I like that. Let's take out Kal-El Ware. I think that's gonna add the value that we need there. I think, and we're going to need it from Andrew Wiggins, to be honest. So and we're back. We're back at around plus 1,300, but I'll take that. I'll still take that. But it's not just something's missing, man. I got to go crazy. This is where I always mess up, because right here is a very smart, you know, level-headed way of looking at it. And I'm like, oh, that's solid. $10 win me 150. But I'm like, what if I put one more and I could win 300? Let's get crazy. Let's get crazy, Vlad.
Let's get crazy. Let's get nuts.
Let's look at Davion Mitchell. I feel like
he's going to, you know what? Davion is at 10.5. I think Davion gives you more than 10.5 points tonight.
That's what I'm talking about, Vlad. That's what you got to have the guts, Vlad.
You got to have the guts.
Oh, look at my part. My parlay is looking sexy now.
I love sexy parlays.
Plus 2,250.
Damn.
I'm liking that. You put $10 down on that bad boy, that's an easy 235 right there. Don't let me use my profit boost, will I? Damn right I will. $302.
I like
it. For $10? Come on. Come on. And let's go over one last time. This is for the people. If you're just joining us right now, Miami Heat play tonight at 7 p.m. You'll see Atlanta Hawks. Unfortunately, Bam Adebayo having some back issues. Chance that he's going to be out. With that being said, we got Norman Powell over 25.5 points.
See.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. over 16.5 points.
We.
Kal-El Ware over 1.5 threes.
Das.
Is that German?
Das für Daniel.
Heard. Over 15.5 points, Kal-El Ware.
Yes.
Andrew Wiggins, 1.5 threes made over.
Your.
And the final leg of this six leg, Davion Mitchell over 10.5 points. See, these are good picks, though.
Gracias. Yes, they are. Yes,
these are good picks.
I like it.
These are good picks. All right, man. Lock it in. Book it, boys.
Book it, Dano.
Before those numbers go up. All right. If I win, I will give every listener right now, we got 49 listeners, every person who comments or like DMs me, I will give each of you 50 cents. Each of you, 49 people, 50 cents each.
Oh, my God. What are you giving them? Like,
they're like shared owners of this parlay, essentially.
So you basically were breaking down $25?
Yeah. Hey, listen, don't spend it all in one spot.
You spent it $24.50 on it.
Don't spend it all in one spot.
Oh, my crazy God. Kids. Dude, they can't even use it to get anything in a vending machine. You're giving them 50 cents.
Do they even have those gumball machines they used to have at Blockbuster? I don't think so.
The 25-cent gumball machine?
Yeah, used to race the gumballs.
People would always get upset if they didn't get the flavor they wanted.
Oh, my God. Now I got to spend another 75 cents.
Right. You want the red. You want the red.
I always wanted the red one.
Right. And you get the white one.
Like, oh, my God, dude. This is the third yellow I've gotten in a row. we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back on the other side, we are going to briefly discuss more of that Lamar Jackson to Miami move. And then a little bit after that, we'll find out who or what is dead to me on this Football Friday here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Make sure you keep it locked in right here.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm not going to lie, Vlad.
What's up?
Every time we play this coming in, mm-hmm. It makes me think, I need to release more music.
I love this joint.
I really appreciate it. Sometimes I forget it exists.
I don't. I always support my boy.
You do? You do, since day one?
Because it's reciprocated back, my guy.
It's real love right there.
Yes, sir.
I got to be honest, it's been a breeze today with you, buddy. It really has.
I ain't going to hold you, bro. I'm very happy you were on. You came to do the show because I'm like, ugh. I left my Christmas party a little late this morning. And I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah. The wine is like, ooh, water. Yeah. Water is such a good idea right now. You could only drink,
totally get it.
You could only drink so much vino and not drink water. And shout out, thank you to the Bauer family for another beautiful, beautiful Christmas dinner and party.
Oh, so, nice, yes, man. Shout out. Nice little holiday party. I did the opposite, bro. I saw everybody on Christmas Eve yesterday.
How was your Noche Buena?
That was actually good. I'll tell you what. It has been a blessing. In a time in which I know a lot of people maybe struggling or the market may be crazy or whatever the case may be, I have been able to push myself to a point of moving in a new home that I was able to host a Friendsgiving this year and host a Christmas Eve thing this year.
Nice.
So that has been an absolute blessing. And I feel like like you mentioned at the top of this segment here, the energy that you put out is it gets reciprocated by the universe as well. You know, that has nothing to do with religion or anything that I may have read somewhere. I just feel like, hey, it's simple. You do good, you get good.
Facts.
So that's how it's felt. It's been a blessing for sure. And hopefully I can continue that streak of being blessed when Lamar Jackson decides he wants to come to the Miami Dolphins.
If they could ever pull this move off, it would be a jolt to this fan base. Put it this way. If you're the new general manager, you pull this move, you get at least a good year and a half of, like, grace.
Ooh.
Right? Like, you're going to get a year and a half of grace because you pulled a move. You made a move. You weren't sitting on your hands. You know, you made a move for a guy who was a two-time MVP, who was selected by his peers as the best player in football not too long ago. That would be such a jolt to this fan base, to this organization, if they could make this move.
But this move is going to be difficult and it's going to cost a lot. So Vlad, I'm going to ask a task. Assuming everyone goes, let's just pretend everyone goes and you can only keep five, whether it be a coach or a player. Give me five pieces of the Miami Dolphins you would keep moving into a rebuild surrounding Lamar Jackson.
All right. Well, obviously 28 is the first person that I would bring back.
I think that's on both our lists.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. That goes without saying. Aaron Brewer.
I think that is another very key cog to this Miami Dolphins future.
You got to have a guy that can hold down the line, and he's been the best center in at least one of the best centers in football this season. So I would definitely keep him. You got to keep Patrick Paul.
Paul, I didn't even think about that one. That one didn't make my list, but it's a very valuable
because he's having a young left tackle like that. You got to keep him. Yeah. You got to keep him.
And if you're gonna keep anyone, and it's your best offensive lineman, I'm not mad at that.
No, definitely the left tackle for his,
But you know, you only got two more spots now.
I thought I had five, you said.
Yeah, don't you have three? We had two offensive linemen and
Achan. Oh, yeah. Achan, Brewer, Paul. Oh, man. I like Jaylen Waddle. Lamar's got to have somebody to throw to. But can you get that other assets if you get out of the Jalen Waddle business?
Yeah, because he's going to demand more money, especially now that
paid already. He got paid last year.
Correct. But with this new regime, I mean, we're obviously like would Jalen Waddle be Lamar Jackson's best wide receiver talent he's ever had?
Yeah, that would be his best wide receiver in his prime that he would ever have.
Yeah, because Zay Flowers is good,
but he's not. I think Waddle's better than Zay Flowers, and all the other receivers that Lamar had were always towards the end of their career. Like when he got Nuke, when he got D-Hop last year, and all that
was towards Steve Smith.
Right, it was always towards the end of their careers. This would probably be the first receiver he have that would be in their prime. And the other guy that Jordan Phillips, bro, you got to keep him.
Jordan Phillips?
Yeah.
Defensive tackle. Oh, no. Jordan Brooks is what
I mean, Jordan Brooks. I'm sorry. Brooks.
Yes.
That's it. Phillips. Yes, my bad. Pardon self. Yeah, Jordan Brooks. That's it. Those would be the guys. Devon, Brooks, Paul, and Aaron Brewer. Yeah, and that's sad that there's only one guy that I'm keeping on the defensive side.
Yeah, and you have a lot of choices to you that you could have made there. Could have been Chop. Could have been Minka, could have been Zach Sealer. But I think the guy who you picked is you know, much more than a tackle merchant. You know, I don't think he's out there just stat padding. I think every play that he makes is significant. And he just so happens to lead in tackles too. So I don't have a problem with that pick. I would say for sure, if I had to do it, for sure De'Von Achane, for sure Aaron Brewer. Patrick Paul, I didn't even think about, but that is a great pick, but I just didn't think about it initially. I went Chop to keep, you know, young edge pressure, and Jordan Brooks to keep as far as like a, you know, someone who could hold down the middle. And then with that last spot, I was stuck between a Waddle or a you know, a Minka Fitzpatrick. But then that Patrick Paul argument is like, you're going to want to keep Lamar healthy as well, because Lamar's coming in with some injury issues.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the Carfax, there's some damage there. You know.
there's definitely some damage there. You painted it, but you can't get rid of the Carfax.
Yeah, you can't get rid of the Carfax. But at that auction, though, if there's an auction, it looks beautiful.
Beautiful.
It looks beautiful. Like, oh man, I could get it for this price. Don't have to give up so much. I got the mechanic. I got the upholstery. I got all of that to fix it. You know, but it's gonna cost. How much is it gonna cost?
Yeah, I guess that's what we'll be finding out. And you know, like these five players that we just discussed right now are going to be valuable, because you're trading away a lot of picks, which means, you know, there's only so much you can do. How long before also you have to restructure Lamar's contract? He's going to be demanding.
Let's look at his deal right now.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was like, all right, the Jackson may be willing to go one more season. This is according to NFL.com. Jackson might be willing to go one more season without a new contract. He'll still cost $75.4 million against the salary cap in 2026. The price only goes up on an extension the longer he waits. Assuming there are zero trade partners out there, the Dolphins are going to be facing a $99 million dead cap hit if Tagovailoa is a post June 1st release.
He's a $99 million.
Yeah, you can't. So, long story short, something needs to be done with Tua prior to June 1st. The article goes on to essentially discuss why the Dolphins would be a suitor. The two things it points to is obviously him coming home, but also points to like the weather. It's like right now he's in the toughest division for weather, so coming home to South Florida will be good. But like, I'm not sure if that's something he's going to base the future of his career
on. Lamar is 28 this year.
Yeah.
He had signed a contract extension in 2023. The deal has basically it's the next 2 years. He has a base salary of 51.25 million. So there's no guaranteed money after next year. His guaranteed salary is $29 million in 2026. After 26, he has no guaranteed money in the next 3 years of his contract. So he's definitely going to win the deal. He's definitely going to win
the deal. I was going to say, he's going to want that for sure.
Right. He's a 28 right now.
Mm.
He's going to be a cap charge. This year he was a cap charge of $43.5 million. It's gonna be time for him to be looking at a new contract. But if you're Baltimore, you know that he hasn't really gotten you to a Super Bowl. He's gotten you to one AFC championship, and you know the injuries. Are you willing to make that type of investment on Lamar, or are you willing to try to get as much as you can from him in a trade and, you know, rebuild from there?
Well, let's make sure that we're not sipping the Kool-Aid too much, and we understand that, like we just mentioned, he is on the brink of a new contract. And of course, someone is going to be out here throwing these things out to potentially increase the chances of Baltimore making a deal with him, because Baltimore, let's be honest, probably be stupid to give him up. But
the Twitchers are hysterical in YouTube. RVA Richie said, let two cover the holidays with me, with Vlad at WQAM Cap Casualty. I don't know if he could handle it there, RVA Richie. I don't know if he can.
No, it's a lot going on at once.
He, you know, I don't know if he plays well with others. He might throw unders under the bus here at WQAM, you know, too.
What's interesting is his jersey is already hanging up right behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. He already knew. It's as if they knew his future employment would be here.
I think I saw a poll that came out as far as trying to predict to his next job. I think at the top of that list was Minnesota, but I think like number five was Publix.
Yeah, I did see that. And number two were the Jets. And I'm like, come on, man. Relax. No, but you mentioned it earlier. Something I've also said during the previous shows that because of his limitations, he's really only good in AFC South or NFC South teams. He has, you know, a place where he's not going to have to play in the cold a lot of times.
Yeah, I mean, look, he goes to the AFC South. We got Dome, Jacksonville.
And Tennessee. You know, you might have to you know, it's a coin flip. Maybe you have to play Tennessee in December, or maybe you play them between September through November when the weather's not so bad. But that would be that.
Yeah, so I guess we'll keep an eye open to see how this continues to develop. Are we in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes? Are we in the Kyler Murray sweepstakes? Or are we looking at two?
You're definitely in sweepstakes. There's no way you could. Is there any possible way the new general manager can come back with both Mike McDaniel as head coach and Tua Tagovailoa as your quarterback, or one? Is there one to keep? And if there is one to keep, which one are you going to keep? Is it Mike or is it Tua? I think the fan base is done with Tua.
I do think the fan base is done with Tua, but the fan base didn't spend $99 million per year or something like that, you know? $50 million, whatever he's making, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. So the new GM could be like, hey, I could save you some money, and that's how we'll start my regime. I'll save you some money. Let's just keep this guy. And, you know, we'll maybe tank this year. So I'm not sure. I think Stephen Ross has tried as much as he possibly can to the point where he'll be open to anything, even firing Chris Greer. So,
damn.
We will continue to monitor that, but you may have to check the heart monitor of the next couple people or things we're going to be talking about. That's because we're going to play our final Friday segment
of this year.
No. We got the 29th and 30th, right?
It's the final Friday segment of this year.
That is a minus one for me for not knowing English. But yeah, man, the final Dead to Me of the year. Wow. This is the final one of the year. Then you know what, man? I want your nomination for today, but I also want your nomination of the year. Who do you think is dead to me for the entire year? Got a whole break to think about that, man. So sorry about that. Anyway, stay tuned to find out who is dead to us for the year 2025 on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are here live on a Friday, Football Friday, to tell you who or what is dead to me for the year 2025. Vlad, do you still need more time? Would you like to go first? How are you feeling?
You know who's dead to me?
I would love to know.
Brock Purdy.
Whoa!
Because he scored 5 touchdowns on Monday and knocked me out of the football fantasy Super Bowl. Fantasy football Super Bowl, yes. Big money was at stake there, Marcos. Talking about $1,500.
Hey,
and then Phillip Rivers, you're also dead to me for throwing 2 touchdowns to Alec Pierce when those 2 touchdowns should have been going to Jonathan Taylor.
That's true. I have Jonathan Taylor, so I completely feel the same.
Come on, man. Just playing for like 3 games and then calling it a day the minute, you know, they're out of the playoffs. So, yeah. Those are the they're dead to me. They're dead to me. You're dead
to
me.
That is a solid pick indeed.
Anybody's dead to you?
Yeah, I got my most recent one. Not necessarily my one for the whole year, but my recent dead to me goes out to Snoop Dogg.
Whoa, Snoop!
Yeah, I love DLGG.
You didn't like his performance yesterday?
What a bizarre performance yesterday. This halftime show. Very strange combination of people. At one point, I see Snoop Dogg in the all red, which didn't know he can do that. Didn't know that was allowed. But next to Bocelli and Lainey Wilson.
It was an eclectic group of people.
Yeah, it was almost as if somebody like had like a Mad Lib or something like that. And, you know, they're like, oh... Give me a rapper from the 90s. Okay, cool. Give me a modern day female country singer. Okay. Give me like a singer you'd never expect to, and then this is what they came out with. You know, I just of all the amazing performances we've had, whether it be J-Lo and Shakira, Kendrick Lamar's recent performance, you know, all the things that are even they had 50 Cent and Eminem and stuff a few years ago. Snoop, you had an opportunity to bring it on Christmas on Netflix. And I just wasn't feeling it, man. Oh, and the K-pop Demon Hunters. Huh? I'm sure. Exactly. Those people were singing, which is like an anime Man, like I can't keep track of this stuff. I can't. I literally don't even know who am I appealing to. I have Snoop Dogg, Lainey Wilson, K-pop Demon Hunters, and Andrea and Matteo Bocelli. Who the hell is my audience? Like, I know you're like, oh, we'll check every box. Sometimes when you check every box, you check no box. It's very strange.
That's good. That's good. That to me for the whole year?
No. That was my yes, recent one.
No. You're asking who is dead for me the whole year.
Yes. No. Who is dead to you for the whole year?
Adam Silver, bro.
Adam Silver?
Yeah.
All right. Why?
I just don't like the way he's been. Just a lot of maneuvering. Even I.
Yeah.
Who's, you know who my team, my loyalties to. But even I, Vlad the Knick fan, got to say what Adam Silver did to the Heat. And the way he's handled the Terry Porter, the Terry Rozier, the scary Terry situation, the gambling situation, not good. Not good at all. He's fumbled.
That makes sense.
He's fumbled. He's fumbled a lot. So, yeah, Adam Silver, you're dead to me. All year. Wow.
You're dead to me.
Yeah. That's my all year. And I like Adam Silver, but he screwed the pooch. He messed up. He dropped the ball.
You're right. You're 100% right. You are 100% right. And I know a lot of people are going to share your feelings for sure. I know a lot of people who aren't a fan of the alien-looking guy that runs the NBA. I have some potential people who I wanted to
potential.
Bring up.
Either they are or they aren't.
I wanted it to be Conor McGregor just because I just like... just not a fan of him personally, and he was supposed to come back this year, and anytime I look on the internet, he's just very cocained and doing a lot of crazy things, and I'm just tired of it for sure. But I don't think he earned it enough because it wasn't relevant enough for him to be of the entire year. Now I don't want to do this because I know I may get backlash from a certain group of people, but to me, my candidate for dead to me for the entire year, Travis Kelce, man.
Jeez, man.
Kelce, dude. Why are we even talking about this guy still? How is he leading in Pro Bowl voting? Why in the world is this guy even relevant when his stats are comparable to every run of the day? I mean, run of the mill tight end who's a number one option on the team with a Hall of Fame quarterback. Of course, he'll score a couple touchdowns here and there. But then I have an entire couple months where I got to hear about his long, what was the word that she Taylor Swift used? You know what? His private part, his manhood. I got to hear about his manhood now because Taylor Swift can't keep her mouth shut in these stupid songs. I mean, the guy is.
I mean, it's
on
her song.
It's
her job to sing. So her mouth can't be closed.
Who do you think you are? My neck and my back? Like, get out of here. No one likes Taylor Swift for that kind of music. And now I got to hear about Travis Kelce's junk, and Travis Kelce's the highest Pro Bowl voter, and Travis Kelce this, and Travis Kelce that. Aren't we over the Kelces? Aren't we over them? Anyone still? Mm. We get it. The other one has a great personality, and Travis is the cool guy. Yeah, we get it. 2018 called. They want their bit back. I'm over it.
Mm.
Some people may call me a hater.
No, it's not me. They're calling you a hater.
Once in a while, a guy may refer to me as a hater.
No, you're hating. You're hating. You're definitely hating. You're hating on love, dear Marcos. No, seriously, you are. You hate Clay and Meg. You've been hating on Clay, and then Clay don't care. He's naming his boats after his girl now, and you're still hating, and now you're hating on Travis Kelce because the Swifties decided they want to see him in. By the way, it's not even Honolulu or Orlando. It's probably going to be in San Fran, but they want to see him in the Pro Bowl. If he plays in the Pro Bowl, it might be more viewed than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I would have doubted depending on what two teams make. Yeah, because it's going to be the Rams versus like a team that the Rams will beat.
It might be Rams-Bills Super Bowl, or it might be Niners-Bills Super Bowl.
What about a Rams-Patriots?
Nobody wants to see that.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather watch Pro Bowl, I guess.
There you go.
Well, Vlad, I want to thank you for holding it down on this December 26th.
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding it down with me. You know, shout out to Tobin and Leroy, spending the holidays with their families and loved one. Jay Figg as well. Brittany.
Yeah, somewhere. Brittany, for sure.
Where is she now? I think she's setting up an engagement party for her homegirl. I think she's heading back to South Carolina. Yeah.
So. Well, I will reveal Brittany's longitude and latitude for those who have been asking since she's departed. I'll let you guys know so that you can breathe easy
She's at the Bermuda Triangle. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly. I was gonna put that down there. Next week, Tobin and Leroy will be back, but I mean, you'll tune in at the end of next week and you'll see these same two faces again. So
yes,
get used to it.
It will be us to start off your new year.
So I'll be in a little bit later to produce this Miami Heat game again that starts at 5:45, but not before. Coming up next, we got the Tobin and Leroy Show. Keep it locked right
here. We are the Tobin and Leroy Show. You have the best of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Best of?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Right. Crazy. Crazy that they got the best of the day after Christmas, and we couldn't do it. We came in, gave it to you live and uncut.
That is right. Get out of my face, you filthy animals.
Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your Football Friday, bowl games. Enjoy your Week 17 NFL games. Enjoy some Heat basketball as they take on the Hawks in Atlanta. And my boy Marcos will be behind the boards.
Cash in that parlay.
And cash in on that parlay we gave you. So, my man Marcos and Tadpole, it's your boy Vlad having beautiful, beautiful weekend. Enjoy the last weekend of 2025.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.